Hi, and welcome to the CWF Game Discussions Podcast. Today is Sunday, September 24th, 2006. I want to welcome all of you to today's podcast. I am our host, or your host rather. My name is Jonathan Reinhardt. Just give a big shout out and hello to everyone. Today's a kind of a rainy Sunday here in around Boston. I got home from work. I had to work today. Unfortunately, being a librarian, that's something you have to do sometimes on Sundays. So it was a good day at work, a little busy, and came home. Luckily, I beat all the rain, started to pour, and so forth. You might hear a little bit of it in the background. I hope not, though. My room's pretty good about not conveying that in here, unless it's really, really loud. But if you hear any, you know, odd background noises, it's probably the rain. Hopefully, where you're at, it's nice and sunny. If not, you know, maybe we can all just use a little bit of the rain. Anywho, in today's podcast, we're going to be talking about a couple different things. First off, we're going to be starting with Librarium Online. We're going to be reaching into our mailbag, and we will also be talking about Stargate, the SG-1 RPG. So let's just get right into it. I want to start off with a little segment that we did last week. It was called Music to Game By. And this week's Music to Game By is a song called Driver Waits by Matthew Ebel. And Matthew, if I ruined your name, I apologize. But it's by him, and he's been inspired by Green Day and DMB. We got this, you know, from the Pod Save Music Network, and, you know, just give it a listen now. I think it's going to be something that you can listen to either while you game or, you know, whatever. It's just a good song, in my opinion. I like it a lot. It got major, major props from CC Chapman, who does a bunch of Pod Save Music podcasts and so forth. So listen to Drive Away by Matthew Ebel, and we'll be back afterwards.
doing out there tonight, huh? I want to see all the ladies in the house. Let me see you go like this, so I know you're out there. All right, if I can get you to do this, I want y'all to write your phone numbers down, but we'll get down to that later. All right. Well, I'm sorry if I seem fast, but I gotta get going. There's gotta be more than the coffee shops and the bar. Well, baby, maybe it's too late. Or maybe, baby, it's just fate. Maybe you take my hand and we'll get in the car.
So I hope you enjoyed that song. I was listening to it with you, and I like it a lot. If you do like it and you want to get it or listen to it again, head over to our website, which is wargamingforums.com. And at our website, you will find our show notes. In our show notes, you will find under number 3 for today's podcast, check out the Green Day and DMB-inspired song Drive Away by Matthew Ebel. Just click on the Drive Away by Matthew Ebel part. It'll take you to the PodSafe Music Network, and you can get the song, listen to it there. It's really good. You can find other music you might like as well. And if you're doing your own podcast, you can find all sorts of music that you can use in your podcast that's completely PodSafe. As always, our sponsor for the CWF Game Discussions podcast and blog is Acho Hosting. They have web hosting plans that start at just $3.55 a month. They are run by this great guy. He's in the United States Navy, and right now he's stationed abroad. He's a great guy to work for, runs a great company. I'm, the sales department manager there. So if you want to get some web hosting that's really inexpensive, come on over to Acho Hosting. Check us out. They have a live help feature, and I'm usually on live help when I'm available or not podcasting. So just go on. Feel free to ask questions. That's what, all of the Acho Hosting people are there for. Love to help everyone. And I know I say it every podcast, but it really is true that, with Acho Hosting, I've never, ever experienced any downtime. And I know you can't say that a web host has no downtime. It's, just implausible. However, in my entire time being with Acho Hosting, I've never, ever had any downtime. And I've been with them for quite a while. We have our, blog on there, and all the podcasts are hosted on there. So, if it's good enough for me, maybe it'll be good enough for you. I don't know, but think about it. Anyway, as I said earlier, in today's cast, we're going to be talking about Librarium Online. And, you might have been thinking, oh, Librarium Online, they're just going to be talking about this awesome website and forum. They have the top lists and great people. It's worldwide, one of the largest forums on the net. And yeah, all that's true, but that's not what we're going to be talking about. What we're going to be talking about is an event that happened recently, and some of you may know about it and some of you may not. And even if you do know, just stay tuned in and, listen, and you might learn something that you didn't. And if you didn't know, well, it's all new, right? So, what we're going to be talking about, recently, Librarium Online suffered from a hack attack. And in case you don't know what that is, hack attack, some bored person who has nothing better to do with the time, just wants to be destructive, goes in and they deface websites and all sorts of stuff. It happened with War Vault, it happened with a couple other gaming websites, I can't think of their names off the top of my head. But now it's happened to Librarium Online. There's a whole group of hackers that are in some sort of clan type thing. Like this gaming clans, whatever, this hacking clan. And their mission in life is to go out and invade and destroy and deface other websites. And I think that just sucks. So, if you're one of those people, stop it, grow up. you know, you don't need to be childish anymore. And if you're not, there's some things that you can do to keep your website safe and to keep yourself safe when you're on the web. And we have some of those here, but I just want to mention, you know, that Library Online did go down. They had the hack attack. They suffered from it. However, they are recovering. They're on their steps to come back and going. They hope to be up and running by Monday. They went down, I think, on the 21st or so is when I found out about it from talking with Ingrid, owner of War Vault. And speaking of War Vault, Ingrid took it upon himself to set up a lifeboat or temporary form for all of the Library Online people. I'm one of the Library Online people. I get a lot of help from them for Undead, you know, my Tomb Kings and Vampire accounts and stuff like that. So we have links to all our articles about the Library Online hack attack. We have a link to the official website, links to the temporary form at War Vault, and also we have a link to an article on our website called Hack Attacks Equals Opportunity to Increase Security Awareness. You go to our show notes, you can find all this. Basically, if you're going on the web, whether you have dial-up or internet or you're going anywhere else, you need to make sure you have a few simple things. A firewall, you need to have antivirus software, and anti-spyware software. You can get all of that for free. We tell you how, we tell you where, we give you our ratings and, you know, our picks in our article. So check out our Hack Attacks Equals Opportunity to Increase Security Awareness article. You can find all of that in our show notes from today's podcast. So check it out. And I also just want to say that, you know, I give my sympathy from not only me, but everyone here at the CWF Game Discussions podcast to everyone over at Library Online. And I want to thank Hard On because I've been talking to him a little bit lately and, you know, just offering services here. And he's been great. I know it's a tough time for all of them. And I wish Black Hat well. Black Hat's the owner of Library Online. And unfortunately, he has been, you know, unavailable when this happened, but he's rushing back and they're working harder than ever to make Library Online available and safe and better than it ever was. So good luck to all of you. You know, our wishes and thoughts are with you, so just get that back up and running. Also, today we're going to be doing our mailbag, and we did this once before. We called it, you know, listener feedback or something like that, and we just mentioned some things that people had said about the show and ways to improve and that sort of stuff. Well, recently I had been talking with my friend Steve. Steve's, you know, guest co-host here, and Steve asked me, he was like, John, you say all the time all these people listen to it and you say people visit the blog, and I told him that's true. I have stats. They show about 100 people listen to every single episode of the podcast, and we get about 1700 hits every single day to the blog. And he said, well, how do you know that's just not one person downloading a bunch of times? And, you know, I don't know, but the stats say that. And to further bolster that, kind of lift all our spirits, because we don't always hear enough from everyone in feedback, I got an email from a gentleman named Wade. He's out in California, and he's part of a big gaming community out there in San Diego called the Pacific Marauders Gaming Club. He sent me this great email about the podcast, and, you know, he had some technical problems with iTunes, which we're looking into. So if you're using iTunes and have some difficulty, you know, we're checking into it. But, you know, he's talking, just mentioned some of the games he plays, and he and I had this whole email, you know, conversation thing going back and forth and everything. And basically, I think he might be, you know, representative of all of you, that he loves the podcast and he likes the content. He gave me a prop by, you know, saying that he appreciates how, you know, I just put myself out there. I think his words were that it takes a lot of guts and initiative to do what I'm doing. So I appreciate that, and thank you, Wade, for the kind comments. And also want to thank you for your constructive criticism. I know people can be sometimes, you know, a little apprehensive about saying, hey, I got something I want to say. You're good, but you could be better, and this is how I think you can do that. I know some people have thin skins. I don't. I work in the public, you know, sector. I'm working as a librarian. I'm a politician. And if, you know, neither one of those gave me a thick skin or my incredibly large Italian family, then doing this definitely has. So don't be afraid to give constructive criticism. I think the number one constructive criticism I've received is that my delivery needs to be a little smoother and we need to be a little more entertaining. I hope both of those have been improving. I hope you feel that my, you know, delivery is getting better with every cast, and I hope you feel that it's just more exciting to listen. So I want to, you know, once again thank all of you, not just Wade, but all of you who have given us feedback and who've talked to us and sent us emails and whatever. Thank you. From time to time, we'll, you know, be sharing other bits of feedback or mailbag or whatever, you know, with you on the podcast. So thank you, Wade, once again for your kind emails. I greatly appreciate them. I look forward to hearing back from you soon. And it's actually kind of a good segue right now because every show we do a little bit of a promotion for, you know, an online place, a forum or a podcast or blog or whatever. And today's is the Pacific Marauders Game Club. Wade, as I mentioned, had told me about them in his email, so I went over and checked them out. They got this awesome website. Their website's basically a forum, and the forum's great. They have tons of people on there, and you can tell they're a close-knit community. They love what they do. They talk about all sorts of games, not just the mainstream stuff. I found a great discussion on there about, you know, War Gods of the Aegyptus, which is a game I wanted to try and get into, but no one around here plays. So, sadly, I don't think I'll be getting into it. But it was great to read what other people had said about the game and stuff. It's just really a great community. Be sure to head over to our show notes because we have a link to them. I believe their website is pacificmarauders.com. And if when you go over there, you're going to find out that they're having this big tourney coming up. If you play any sort of Games Workshop games, you're used to a Rogue Trader tourney. It's similar to that, but it's not sponsored by Games Workshop. They're doing all sorts of different things. If you check in our show notes, you're going to find under the link for the promotion to the Pacific Marauders Game Club, you'll find a link called Pacific Marauders Game Club Tourney at CWF. Be sure to click on that because that will take you to our article on our blog that has all sorts of information about the tourney. There's a small entry fee, but that's because they're doing a barbecue. They have like $200 or more worth of prizes. It's incredible. If you're a member of this game club, it's only $15 to enter. I believe they're playing 40K in Fantasy. It's going to take place on the 4th of November, so check it out, visit them, and if you live in the San Diego area and you don't already belong to a game club, or if you're looking for another game club to belong to, check out the Pacific Marauders Game Club. They're incredible. Just in my, you know, limited dealing with them, I'm a big fan, so head on over there and tell them that we sent you, and be sure to say hi to Wade for me. Thanks. Also, in today's podcast, we will be talking about Stargate SG-1, the RPG. And we're not really talking about the game so much as something we're doing with the game. My friend Steve is a big RPG player, and he's been wanting to run an RPG for a while. He ran a D&D game, a few months back at Battleground, and, you know, had some people, but unfortunately, it kind of died out. Other people's responsibilities kind of, you know, was like, oh, I have to go to work, I have to go do this, that, or whatever. So, unfortunately, it kind of got put to the curb. But he's ready to do it again in a CWF-sponsored RPG night at Battleground Games. This time around, we will be playing Stargate SG-1. He was, you know, had it tossed up in the air between that or D&D. I know D&D is very popular, and I played it a little bit, but I was really rooting for the Stargate because I just love sci-fi stuff. I watched the show. It was great. I actually, you know, got a couple books for a fan fiction kind of thing, although they're actually official fiction, for Stargate to get myself in the mood. Starting this Friday, it happens. There's four of us who will be playing. If you want to play in the RPG and you live anywhere in Massachusetts and can get to Battleground Games, which is in Abington, Mass, be sure to contact Steve. His email address is wolfhugo, Y-U-G-O, at AOL.com. Or if you have AOL Instant Messenger, you can find him online as Wolf Hugo as well. So just say, hey, you know, I want to join and whatnot. And as I said, we're starting this Friday night. Do it around 6:30, or basically whenever I get there after work. I work the night shift, and by the time I get out, library closes like 5 or 5:30 or so. And, you know, with traffic and everything getting down, it takes me about 20 minutes, half an hour. So then we start. But this Friday, we're going to be rolling out our characters and getting stats and all that sort of stuff. And the actual RPGing starts next Friday. So this Friday will be the 29th of September, and that's when we roll out our characters. And then the first Friday of October, which is like the 6th or 7th, something like that, is when we actually start RPGing. It's going to be a weekly thing on Fridays at Battleground Games. If you go to our show notes on our website, you will find links to both articles that we have up about it. One about, you know, it's starting, and the other about how many people we have. One of them also shows a picture of the room where we'll be playing. Battleground has this really cool special. You have to like book it in advance. IPG room. It's a private room all the way in the back, so it's nice and quiet. Has a great table and everything. It's just awesome. It's room, you know, you can play, you can eat, whatever. We'll probably get pizza or something. I don't know, because I'm not sure about everyone else, but I'm going to be hungry on Fridays, because by the time I get to work and get out, I won't have eaten anything except probably like a muffin or something, you know, all day. So I could use a little something substantial, especially, you know, RPG and using your mental powers. You got to keep them up and going. You need some brain food. And pizza might not be the best brain food, but it's better than nothing. So if you're in there, you know, check it out, and we're going to keep everyone up to date about the RPG through the blog and occasionally on the podcast as well. So be sure to check that out. It will be incredible. I want to thank Steve for running it. It takes a lot of guts to get out there and do that, especially where you had some problems with the one before, which weren't of your doing. So that'll be very good, and I am incredibly excited about that. I haven't RPG'd in something like 6 or 8 years, so I am mad psyched. A new little segment for our podcast is called Recent Blogging. A lot of websites and, you know, entities, organizations, whatever, they have a newsletter. I know Druchi.net, which is this foremost Dark Elves forum, they have an online magazine that they put out. And back when we used to have a message board, a forum, we used to put out a weekly thing about, you know, what the new releases were, and we did a little newsletter about, you know, the posts and threads that were really hot that you might want to go check out. So we got that idea from that. And the recent blogging, basically, we just list a few recent articles on our blog that you might want to check out. And the ones that we have up this time that we think you might want to check out, they go from the 20th of September to now. And they cover a bunch of different things. The one on the 20th is called Warhammer Fantasy Important Downloads. And just a bunch of downloads that we think you would want. FAQs, erratas, army lists, that sort of stuff for fantasy. We have several for the 21st. One of them's called GW Webway Black Gobble and Forge World. Oh my! And it's basically a review of the recent newsletters from GW Webway, the Black Gobble, and Forge World. There's two from Forge World. We also have one called This Week's New Releases. And every week I get an email from Ginger Planet Games in Waltham. It's a store newsletter that they put out about things that are happening. And what they also mention are new releases that will be in the store. And we've borrowed from them before, and they haven't seemed to mind, so we're doing it again. And we borrowed from their newsletter and just listed a bunch of new items that will be out in stores at Danger Planet and should be in stores near you as well. So visit your friendly local gaming store, whatever it may be. See if they have any of these new releases in stock. There's a bunch of, you know, token sets and things like that for War Machine and some other stuff. We also have a great article by our very own The Gamer. It's called GTA Online, and he's talking about some mods that have been put out for Grand Theft Auto, starting with Grand Theft Auto Vice City, I believe, where if you have the PC version of the game, you can actually mod the game. You just download this little piece of software, whatever, and you can play online in multiplayer. It's really cool. I looked into it a little. I only have it for my PlayStation, so I can't actually, you know, do this, but it just sounds really, really cool. If you're interested in any of that sort of stuff, or if you love the Grand Theft Auto games, check it out. It's awesome. And then lastly, we have one article called Space Marine Second Company in a Box, which is a new offering from the GW UK store, where basically you get an entire Space Marines company in a box. And the title we actually kind of got from Grand Theft Auto, because I think they have a little radio stint they do, like, you know, dogs in a box or pets in a box or whatever. So we borrowed that. And anywho, I'm rambling, but the entire thing costs about $1,000 or so American for you to pick up. So check these out. I think you'll like them. And, you know, we're always adding new stuff to our website. So be sure to visit our website at wargamingforums.com. It has all our show notes. It has all updates. And you'll find something new every day of the week or, you know, thereabouts. Anywho, we are coming to a close of our podcast. I want to thank all of you for listening. I had a lot of fun doing today's cast. It was a nice way for me to relax after work, which was kind of relaxing in and of itself, but I had to work all weekend. Hopefully you did not. And that's about it, really. We don't have anything more for me to share, but, you know, as always, please give us your feedback. I love seeing what you have to say. Good, bad, or ugly, whatever. Just really, really like it. And you can find out how to give us your feedback via our Contact Us page. If you go to our show notes, you'll find out how to get to that. My email address is jreinhart, R-E-I-N-H-A-R-T, hart@gmail.com. You can talk to me on AOL Instant Messenger. My name is CW Forums, or I am also on Skype. My name there is CW Forums as well, and I look forward to talking to you. I love, you know, talking to the listeners with all the stuff that happened with Librarium Online. I, you know, was talking to everyone on the temporary forum and said, you know, that all of us here at CWF Game Discussions are sympathetic and supportive. And a couple people said, hey, we listen to your podcast. Thanks, it's really nice. And, you know, maybe we'll hear something about this in an upcoming podcast. So we do listen. We do implement what you say. And just want to, you know, once again, thank you all. And as today's cast ends, you once again get our wonderful exit theme, which is Pop Science by Devin Anderson. Be sure to listen to that. And remember, our next cast should be a duo cast on September 28th. If it's not, it'll be just me. But hopefully I'm enough for all of you. Oh, and actually, I'm sorry. I can't end the show just yet because I just got some information in from Implit. And I just promised them that I would share. They do a writing contest every so often. And they're doing another one. This will be their third writing contest. So this, as I said, is their third contest. They call it a monthly writing contest. And the one little bit of rule, or whatever you want to call it, for this is that it either has to start with the following line or be inspired by it. And the line is, she scrambled hither, whither, through the twisting tunnels and back alleyways of the underground kingdom. Her footsteps, a lurid staccato in the lonesome darkness, rather. So that is due by October 10th. And just wanted to mention that. I want to thank Volendrum for sending that in on behalf of Implant. We're really done this time. So thank you. And be sure to listen to our next podcast, as I said, on September 28th. I'm out of here. It's time for me to go get some dinner. And hopefully you already ate. But if not, you might want to do the same thing. Thanks. Bye. Have a great night. Keep on gaming.